Sure, we're ready. Okay. All right. We are ready to go. Looks like we might have maybe one or maybe an extra person coming in, but I'm going to go ahead and get started. Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, May 10th, 2022, and the time is 10:02 a.m. This is the public rulemaking hearing for a new rule, Washington Administrative Code, or WAC 458-20-290, titled Workforce Education Investment Surcharge, Select Advanced Computing Businesses. This public hearing is being recorded. My name is Leslie Mullen, and I'm a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division of the Department of Revenue. I am the facilitator for this hearing. And this hearing again is being recorded. Also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Atif Aziz in his role as the department's rules coordinator. And if there are any other Department of Revenue employees in attendance, please introduce yourself at this time. Okay.
Is this the Department of Revenue? This is Debbie Kotecki. I'm a revenue auditor for with the Department of Revenue.
Thank you.
This is Stacey Alseth. I'm a revenue auditor with the Department of Revenue.
Thank you.
Birgit Miller, I'm a tax policy specialist with the department's legislation and policy division.
Thank you, Birgit.
My name is
Brian Lopes.
My name is Carolyn Bishop, and I'm a field audit manager with DOR.
Good morning.
My name is Brian Levine. I'm a revenue auditor.
Good morning.
I'm Jesse Bremijon, tax policy specialist.
Good morning, Jesse. I think that might be it. Okay. We are conducting this hearing telephonically and would like to thank you for taking the time to attend this hearing and provide feedback. Please note that we are best able to consider your comments if you provide them to us in writing, which can be sent to me at leslie.mu@dor.wa.gov. And I can provide that email address to anyone afterwards if you need it. At this time, and for purposes of the record, if there are parties other than Department of Revenue employees present for this hearing, we would appreciate if you would identify yourself, identify whom you are representing, and state whether you will be testifying at today's hearing.
Hi, good morning. My name is Jeb Shepherd, representing the Washington State Medical Association, and I would like to testify today.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, Jeb.
Good morning, my name is Joe Strong. I'm from Microsoft, and I will not be testifying today, but just listening in.
Okay, good morning, Joe.
Hi, this is Brian Aragon from Amazon, and I will not be testifying today.
Okay, good morning, Brian.
This is Matt Greenchick from KPMG. I will not be testifying.
Okay. Good morning, Matt.
This is Carlo Alba from Amazon. I won't be testifying as well.
Okay, good morning.
This is Deanne DeSanto with Microsoft, and I will not be testifying as well.
Good morning, Deanne.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning. Okay. This is Aaron Johnson at Lane Powell. I will not be testifying. Thank you.
Good morning, Aaron. Okay, I think that might be it. All right, so let's see here. We will accept comments from the public during the public comment portion of this hearing, which will be at the end, and it will take place after I provide a general overview of the proposed changes to this rule. The legal authority for this hearing is from Chapter 3405 RCW, the Administrative Procedures Act, and this hearing was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 22-08-111 on April 6, 2022. and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to propose amendments to WAC 458-20-290, which I will be referring to during the hearing as Rule 290. Copies of the rule are available. If you need one copy, please let me know, and I will get you one. We appreciate receiving written comments and will consider and evaluate any comments received related to the language in Rule 290 as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may send written comments to my attention no later than Tuesday, May 17th. So you have a week if you have any comments. Once you read through the rule and you see something, if you'd want to send me a comment, just by the close of business on Tuesday, May 17th. In this manner, the Department of Revenue can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now, let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to this rule. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the Office of the Code Reviser to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the proposed changes. The notice, called a Form CR-101, is published in the Washington State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public meeting for this rule was held on March 10, 2021. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of the Code Reviser to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice is called a Form CR-102 and was published in the Washington State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public hearing for this rule was held on September 8, 2021. Due to changes from the 2022 legislative session, the department filed a continuance of the CR-102 public hearing. The notice for this hearing was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 22-08-111 on April 6, 2022, and by notification to interested persons. The continuance was filed to receive further public comments regarding the proposed changes to the rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. And any comments received will be included in the permanent rulemaking file kept by the Department of Revenue's Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. The final step is to adopt the revised rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rule to the Office of the Code Reviser using a form CR-103 with the appropriate forms. The adopted revised rule will be published in the Washington State Register. The proposed new rule titled Workforce Education Investment Surcharge, Select Advanced Computing Businesses includes the following. Information about the taxability of and surcharge for select advanced computing businesses as described in RCW 8204-299. The surcharge resulted from 2020 legislation and Gross Substitute Senate Bill 6492. The rule describes the types of businesses, such as hospitals and provider clinics, that are not subject to the surcharge. The expansion to include certain provider clinics is a result of 2022 legislation, Substitute Senate Bill 5799. A clarification of the definition of advanced computing to include marketplace facilitators, as defined in RCW 8208-0531. This clarification is also a result of 2022 legislation and Gross Senate Bill 5800. The rule explains the surcharge amount, how businesses are supposed to report the amount, and the businesses subject to the new surcharge. The rule also provides information about the surcharge cap and a general example of how the surcharge and B&O tax is calculated. So now, based on the public meeting, so that was the CR-101 held on March 10, 2021, a summary of the comments received are as follows. The first comment was, the activities listed under the definition of advanced computing should not be structured as examples. The department amended and reformatted the language in the definition in response to this comment. We further revised the definition to follow the language provided in 2022 legislation and Gross Senate Bill 5800. The next comment was, operating an online store is not considered advanced computing. So the department amended the language to the definition of advanced computing to clarify that the focus is on online marketplace facilitators, as defined in 8208 8208.010. We later revised the definition to instead reference RCW 8208.0531 pursuant to engrossed Senate Bill 5800. An advanced computing business should exclude income earned from affiliates. So given the language of the statute, the department did not incorporate into the rule an exclusion for businesses that perform advanced computing services for affiliates. To address the question raised, we revised the definition of advanced computing business to note that the term does include businesses that derive advanced computing income from affiliates. The select advanced computing business definition should include a de minimis threshold. And in response, the department did not make any changes to the rule draft due to this comment because there is no basis for a de minimis standard in the statute. Now, moving on to the first public hearing, the CR 102, based on that hearing, it was held on September 8th, 2021. A summary of the comments received from that hearing are as follows. The first comment: the activities listed under the definition of advanced computing should be separated into four specified activities to provide clarification to the definition. And due to 2022 legislation, engrossed Senate Bill 5800, the activities listed under the definition of advanced computing were modified to provide clarification. As previously noted, we later revised the definition to follow the language provided in engrossed Senate Bill 5800. Second comment: the advanced computing business definition should be further clarified to exclude income derived from intercompany and affiliate transactions. So given the language of the statute, the department did not incorporate these exclusions into the rule and instead revised the definition of advanced computing business to note that the term includes businesses that derive advanced computing income from affiliates. And the third and last comment: the select advanced computing business definition should include a de minimis threshold. And again, the department did not make any changes to the rule draft due to this comment because there's no basis for a de minimis standard in the statute. So next, we will now proceed to the public comment portion of the hearing. If you have a comment, please identify yourself for the record and any organization that you are representing. We also appreciate receiving written testimony. And if you have written testimony, you can just email them to me and it will become a part of the permanent rulemaking file. So does anyone at this time have a comment they would like to make about the proposed rule draft as written?
I'd like to make comment if that's okay.
Yes, and just great. Identify yourself.
Great. So good morning again, everyone. My name is Jeb Shepherd, speaking on behalf of the Washington State Medical Association, representing physicians and physician assistants across the state of Washington. Thank you for the opportunity to provide comment on rulemaking regarding the Workforce Education Investment Act. I'll be focusing my comments on the advanced computing surcharge component. As Leslie had noted, during the 2022 legislative session, the Medical Association supported Senate Bill 5799 to promote fair application of the advanced computing surcharge among like healthcare provider organizations. To our understanding, there were a number of healthcare provider clinics that were subject to the surcharge by virtue of activities their broader organizations were engaging in. So we're very supportive of the proposed exemption, but have identified one non-substantive technical change to improve clarity of the rulemaking, that being to include provider clinic and affiliated organizations in the header at sub 4B6. And this request was included in our written comment letter that we submitted yesterday. And with the adoption, the Medical Association would strongly support this effort. Thanks for your consideration.
Thank you, Jeb. And I did receive that comment, just to let you know.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment about the rule draft as it's written? And again, that's okay. If you want to read through it and send me written comments, you can absolutely do that. You have until May 17th to do so. And I believe if most of you are attending this meeting, you more than likely have my email address. But if you don't, just reach out to me and we can get that to you, or reach out to me or Tiff, who's the rules coordinator, and we can get that information to you. So are there, if there are no other comments, then the hearing is concluded. And thank you for participating. The time is now 10:17 a.m. and the public hearing for Rule 290 is now adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for attending.